理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 11 Face to Face with the Monster. After Justine's death, it was hard for me to spend time with my family because I felt that everything that had happened was my fault. I decided to travel alone to a peaceful town in the mountains. I took long walks in the beautiful fields and looked at the mountains in the moonlight. After a month of this, I was able to sleep well at night. One rainy day, I went to my favorite spot on the mountain. I did this every day, in good weather and bad. I liked to watch the glaciers, which were large pieces of ice, break and fall down the mountain. As my horse slowly walked up the path, the rain continued to fall. Finally, I arrived at the top of the mountain. But today, instead of resting, I decided to cross the great ice. The glacier was covered with holes and cracks, so it was dangerous. It took me 2 hours to reach the other side. Finally, the rain stopped and the sun came out. The ice sparkled and shone in the light. I watched the beautiful sight and felt a little happier. Suddenly, I saw an extremely large man walking quickly towards me. He ran over the ice as if it was only grass. I shook with anger and fright. It was the monster. Finally, we would meet after 2 years. At that moment, I knew that I would not turn and run away from him. I had to stay and fight him until one of us died, if I could. It was the only way to end the fear and pain in my life. "You monster!" I shouted. "Go to hell! I wish I could kill you and bring back the 2 people you killed from heaven." "I am not surprised that you say these things, Dr. Frankenstein." "I thought you would," the monster said calmly. "After all, people hate ugly things, and I am ugly. But this is your fault, because you created me this way." Where had the monster learned to speak so well? I could not believe what I was hearing. But I did not stop to think, because I could not control my anger anymore. I ran and tried to hit his awful yellow face with my hands. But the monster was too quick and strong. He grabbed my arm and said, "Calm yourself, creator. I expect you to listen to my story before you try to attack me again. Remember, you made me larger and stronger than you." "I won't listen. I don't want to hear anything you have to say." The monster looked into my eyes. I shook with fear, a feeling I did not understand. "How can I make you understand, Victor Frankenstein? It is true that you have suffered. But this is nothing when you understand how I have suffered. I am miserable and alone, hated by all people. This is all because of you." "Monster, say no more. I hate myself for having made you." "Then you must listen to what I have to say. Then, if you still want to kill me, you can try, if you can. Just remember, it was you who made me." "Please, I beg you, go away. I can't look at you a minute longer," I cried. I turned my back to him and put my hands over my face. "Then don't look at me. Please, Dr. Frankenstein, just listen to my story and hear what I have to ask you. If you do what I ask, I promise you I will leave you in peace." Even though I was afraid, when I listened to the monster's deep voice, I felt that I wanted to know more about him. I turned around and said, "I will listen." "Then come with me. I know of a shelter on that mountain where we can talk." He turned and walked quickly across the ice. I followed slowly behind him. When I arrived at the shelter, the monster was inside making a fire. I sat down next to the fire and listened as the monster began to talk.